The Furcus Circus came to Lethbridge on Tuesday night, and now the Moose Jaw Warriors are a win away from advancing to the second round of the Western Hockey League playoffs. Jagger Furcus scored a natural hat trick in the span of just over 13 minutes in the first and second periods, and the Warriors would go on to an 6-2 victory in Game 3 of their best-of-7 Eastern Conference quarterfinal. The 18-year-old Seattle Kraken prospect finished the night with 4 points and now has 4 goals and 8 points in 3 games, good enough for third in WHL playoff scoring. The Warriors opened scoring 5:03 into the proceedings, and it was Atlee Calvert who got things going. The 19-year-old 40-goal scorer broke in on the right wing and beat fellow Moose Jaw minor hockey product Brian Thompson with a shot top-shelf blocker side. Lethbridge took advantage of their first power play of the game 3 minutes later. The Warriors had a couple of chances to clear the zone, but the Hurricanes were able to hold and eventually set up Jet Jones to tuck the puck in around Connor Unger. Despite plenty of Lethbridge pressure as the period progressed, the tie wouldn't last the period, with Furcus restoring the Warriors' lead with 1:08 to play in the frame. Braden Yeager played setup man, finding Furcus at the side of the net, and he'd put on a nifty stick-handling show before lifting a backhand top shelf. Some heads-up hockey by Furcus led to the Warriors' third goal midway through the second. He forced a neutral zone turnover, broke in on the right wing and to the net before finishing off a partial breakaway by putting home his own rebound. Furcus then finished off his natural hat trick with 8:32 to play in the period, one timing a pass to the side of the net from Yeager to make it a 4-1 game. Martin Rissavi extended the lead to 4 goals with 5:02 left in the period, and he had a bit of luck on his side, as he managed to get a piece of a wrist shot from the point by Furcus, only to have it deflect past Thompson and in. Lethbridge was rewarded for some steady pressure in the Warriors' zone midway through the third period when Braden Edwards scored to make it a 5-2 game, but that would be as close as they'd get. The Hurricanes pulled the goaltender for the final 5 minutes of the third but would be unable to score, and Calvert would finish things off with an empty netter with 1.4 seconds to play. All the offense was more than enough for Unger, who continued his brilliant play in the postseason with 24 saves. The Western Hockey League took notice on Monday, naming Unger the goaltender of the week. All told, Unger has now allowed 4 goals in 11 periods of play, giving the overage netminder a 1.09 goals against average and .960 save percentage, good enough for second in the league in both categories. Thompson had 14 saves in 2 periods of work before Harrison Menahan finished things off with 5 stops in the third. The Warriors will now look to finish off the series when the two teams take the ice in Game 4 on Wednesday night. Puck drop is 7 p.m. from the NMAX Center in Lethbridge.